Good afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good afternoon so far. Well, a good day and a good week so far. You know, I usually rap. More times than not, I usually rap in my intro. A little various songs, but your boy just woke up from a nap not too long ago. So, fuck it. In the words of my uncle, he be at. But, yeah, man, hope everybody's having a good one. I'm doing good myself. About to go to the gym again here in a little while. Just came back from out of town a few hours ago. But speaking of that, since I was out of town, I was thinking about something, man. You know, like what, and it's going to be the topic of this episode. You know, what happens when young black men are given a chance? I'm not going to say a fair chance because, I mean, life isn't fair. I don't necessarily believe in fair chances. The reason I don't believe in fair chances because, to be honest with you, man, I don't necessarily believe in the term fair to begin with. You know what I mean? I look at fair or a fair chance just like quality. You know what I mean? Like, for those who don't know, I'm sure you do, but if you don't know, I don't believe in equality. I don't believe in racial equality. I don't believe in gender equality because no two things in life were created equal. The man was not created to the woman and vice versa. The children were not created equal to their parents and vice versa. Black people and white people were not created equal. You know what I'm saying? We're not created the same. You know what I mean? So that's more so the lines why I don't believe in equality. So I was just thinking to myself, man, because I have a lot going on in my life right now. Not bad. It's just some things I'm doing differently as far as like what I do for a living. You know, I was just thinking to myself, like, man, like, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying my way is the highway. I don't recommend anybody doing the things I've done. In fact, I say do the exact opposite of what, you know what I'm saying? Like, do the exact opposite of what I've done. And what I mean by that, just like Big Chris said in that freestyle, don't let them feed you that bullshit that they fed me. Don't follow the road I took. Look where it led me. You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, look, y'all know I'm going to throw a rap in there every now and then. I got to, skip. But, man, just don't follow the road I took. Look where it led me. You know what I mean? Not on a regretful shit, just wanting better for those that come after me or people that may, I don't like the term looking up to me, but for those who view me in a positive light, quote unquote positive light, or who view me in that light, I appreciate it. So that's why I say that, you know what I mean? But yesterday, man, I was just driving yesterday and it hit me. I'm like, man, like, what if a young black man were just given a chance in general? You know what I mean? Instead of being cast off to the side, judged just off of how they may look or the city or a neighborhood that may be from or people they know or, you know what I mean? And things like that. And I was thinking, I'm like, man, if young black men were just given a chance, generally speaking, you know what I mean? Like, how would it be? And, you know, in my opinion, if young black men were given a chance, and what I mean by chances, what if young black men, generally speaking, were given a chance to, you know, leave their neighborhood or leave their city or leave their state or travel the world or not have to grow up in a matriarchal environment? That's really the main reason why I'm making this episode. Because I was thinking, man, like, I'm like, I know a lot of brothers, man, who... Shit, I can't even say I know a lot of brothers. Like, in my opinion, like, every black man in some way, shape, form, or fashion has dealt with the matriarchy in some way, shape, or form. Now, some of us, you know, come from environments where it's nothing but women, predominantly women-led households, whether that be your mom, your grandmama, your aunt. And then a lot of us, too, we leave one female-led environment and go to another. And what I mean by that, you know, we get into a relationship and the first thing we do, we move in with the woman. You know what I'm saying? Or we move in with the quote-unquote woman we with at the time. Or our quote unquote girlfriend or whatever the case may be. Now, I'm not against a man and a woman living together, but if as a man, if you're going to live with a woman, move her in with you. Don't move in with her, because if shit goes wrong, which nowadays is a high possibility it will, not being negative, but you know what I'm saying? Just make sure your name's on the lease, because at the end of the day, if y'all get into it and she want to play games, get on some dumb shit, we say, well, hey, you can get the fuck out. You know what I mean? Because your name's not on the lease. You know what I'm saying? So with me saying that, yeah, like a lot of us, we go from one female-led environment to another, you know, and in that environment, like, young black men are not really taught anything, to be honest with you. In fact, in that environment, the matriarchal environment that I'm talking about, you know, young black men are fed the most lies. You know what I mean? From why their father isn't there, or what may really have happened to their father, or, you know, they have lies told to them about themselves, maybe, which unfortunately happens more times than not. A lot of young black men get down talked by their so-called mothers, their grandmothers, their aunts, their sisters, just the women in general in that environment. Now, am I saying it's every single mother with a son or sons that does that? Absolutely not. I'm not saying that. Because to all three of those good mothers out there, no, I'm just kidding. But no, seriously though, am I saying it's every woman or every woman, you know, single mother who has a son? Absolutely not, because there are some good mothers out there, but unfortunately, that's not the norm. You know what I mean? That's as fucked up as it may be for me saying this. Single mothers or the good single mothers are an exception. You know what I mean? Now, what's common is what I'm talking about. Young black men dealing with being down talk, dealing with being degraded, dealing with being told they're not shit, they're not gonna amount to shit. You know what I mean? But yet, when it's time to pay bills, or when it's time to get some money, or money is needed, or money is involved, people don't have a problem with their hands out then. You know what I'm saying? And you know. So, yeah, man. So I was thinking to myself yesterday, I'm like, man, like I just wish that a lot of, especially cats I grew up with, you know, had the opportunities that I had, you know what I mean, and the chances that I had. I'm not saying I was deserving of those opportunities or chances, but at the same time, I always wondered, like, how would it be if black men in general had the opportunity to leave their city, not on some, you know, street shit or some dumb shit like that, but on some, you know, or maybe you have a chance to go to a better school, or maybe you have a chance to go forth in your professional career and that requires you to leave to a bigger and better environment. You know, you're exposed to more people, and like the great Fred Taylor, salute to that brother, former running back from the Miami Dolphins. Speaking of Miami, god damn, boy, they ain't had to do the Broncos like that. Man, they playing, man. Shit, hey, man, the Dolphins play like me. Oh, my bad. I won't post that. But, no, man, in all seriousness, though, salute to the great Fred Taylor when he said that exposure leads to expansion. You know, and I never forget, man, like, the first time I heard him say that, like, that always stood out to me. And he just kept saying it over and over and over again. And, you know, from my experiences, you know, that, like, that is true. Like, the more you're exposed. Well, I also want to add my little two cents into that quote as well. Yeah, exposure does lead to expansion, but you have to put yourself in a position to want to learn from, you have to have that student first mentality. You know what I mean? You have to know, like, it's people in this world who know more than you. It's people in this world who have more money than you. It's more people in this world who are more successful, quote unquote, than you. So if those people are willing to, you know, show you and tell you or show you how to be successful or how they got successful, and you pick and choose what you want to learn from as far as that goes, you know, why not? You know what I'm saying? Because I am a firm believer in, you know, having people around, like if the people around you, like if you're the smartest person in your group or if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. if you're the richest person in the room or the wealthiest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You know what I mean? Because I look at it like you can't learn from somebody you're better than. You know what I mean? The only thing you can learn from somebody who you're better than is how not to be. Say it again. The only thing you can learn from somebody you're better than is learning how not to be. You know what I mean? So with that being said, so yeah, man, always looking to learn and you know, being like being exposed to different people, whether that be of different religions, different cultures, different backgrounds, or whatever the case may be, like that exposure can be used to your advantage. You know what I mean? So I was just thinking to myself, man, you know, like how would it be if, you know, generally speaking, like young black men just were given that chance, you know, instead of being told you got to be a rapper or an athlete or a dope boy or a gangbanger to be successful, to have money, which is far from the truth, especially nowadays we're in the age of information. And with us being in the age of information, there's so many more ways to make money, although it's not just about the money. Money comes with it. But I mean, you know, how to make money, how to be successful, how to establish a business, how to be healthier, how to have good credit or establish good credit, how to save money, how to, you know, how to properly save money, rather, or, you know, invest your money and things of that nature. I mean, we are in that age of information. You know what I mean? So with that being said, yeah, man, I was just thinking to myself, I was like, man, like, you know, and trust me, the episode ain't over yet. Far from over, actually. I have a lot I want to say. So I always thought, man, like, what if young black men were given a chance to also not grow up in that environment, that matriarchal environment that I speak about, that I have spoken about in the past, and like I just referenced a few minutes ago. Because that environment is detrimental to a young black man's development. I don't care who likes me saying it, it's the truth, because as a young man, it's like a young black man growing up in a matriarchal environment. It's like a lion being trapped in a cage in the zoo. You know what I'm saying? People are like, well, what made you want to make that comparison? Well, it's like a lion being trapped. You know, like that lion, it's not in its true element. You know what I mean? Like we see them when we go to the zoo, whether you see the lions, you see the tigers, you see the bears, like that's not their natural element. You know what I'm saying? Because even if you look at these animals, they don't look happy. You know what I mean? Because they're not in the wild like they need to be. Like, lions need to be in the jungle. You know what I mean? Like, they need to be on their own, free to roam, whenever, however they want to. You know what I'm saying? Not trapped in a cage for our entertainment to do a flip or, you know, you throw a steak at them, eat the steak and shit like that. Like, no, that's not a life for them. In that environment, it's not conducive, and it's not helpful to their advancement. It's to their detriment. Just like young black men, you know, growing up around nothing but women, generally speaking, I mean, you're gonna like have a lot of those same traits. You're gonna be emotional. You're gonna be irrational. You're gonna act first and think later instead of thinking first and acting later. You know what I'm saying? Or thinking and then acting, however you see fit, depending on the situation. You know what I mean? You're going to be, like I said, you're going to be emotional. You're going to be irrational. You're not going to have a plan. You're going to be indecisive, things like that. You know what I'm saying? In that environment, that's, and growing up in the matriarchy, that's, you know, that's how a lot of young black men succumb to bullshit. You know what I mean? That's how, I'm not condoning it, but at the same time, that's how a lot of young black men fall into the trap. They fall into the gangbanger trap. They fall into the drug trap. No pun intended, drug trap. Get it? But you know that they fall into the drug trap, the gangbanger trap, the stereotypical trap of, you know, you got to be a rapper, athlete, or entertainer just to make some money or be successful as a black man. And that's not always the case. And that's also another reason why rappers, athletes, and entertainers are so revered, for lack of a better term, in the black community, because these people are pushed on us as a people, you know, because they want us to only think we can be that to be successful, quote unquote, or make money. And that's far from the truth. You know what I mean? I don't envy any rapper. I don't envy anybody to begin with, but I damn sure don't envy any rapper, athlete, entertainer, somebody on the outside looking in if we're looking at it from a basic perspective, it's like, oh, these people have all this money. They can go to these places. Just speaking from a man's perspective, they got all these different women they have access to. And I'm like, on the outside looking in, it sounds good, but man, it's so much bullshit. I look at it like, especially the money and female portion. Like, if somebody can look on the internet how much money I have or how much I'm quote unquote worth, that's a dangerous thing. You know what I'm saying? Because some people you don't even know, never gonna meet, never will meet in your life. They can just look up the information like, oh yeah, like how much is this person worth or how much is this person's salary? That's why I think these athletes need to fight to have their contracts like not for public consumption. Because there's no way that I should be able to know how much LeBron James makes a year. You know what I'm saying? There should be no way I know how much Patrick Mahomes makes a year, or Joe Burrow, or Lamar Jackson, or Floyd Mayweather. Now, if they choose to disclose that information, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you want to get on, say, man, I made $75 million last year. Congratulations. Now everybody know you made $75 million last year. You know what I'm saying? But instead, I can literally go, we can all go on the internet right now, look up their contract, you know what I mean? How much they're quote unquote worth and shit like that, which I don't like that. I'm not a big component of that aspect of it. And I don't know why athletes don't fight to have, like I said, their contracts and their money. You know what I'm saying? Like, not for public consumption. Maybe some people want that information out there. Who knows? I mean, we're in the age of information. I mean, not the age of information, but we're in the age of people wanting any and everybody to know how much they got. And then they look stupid. Like, I look at it like this, man. Like, I don't have a problem with flashy people or people who want to, like I said, Floyd Mayweather, my favorite boxer ever, or my favorite boxer slash athlete ever. But Floyd's flashy. I'm not saying it in a bad way. I'm just using him as an example. You know, he's flashy. He has no problem letting it be known, you know, about, I'm about to start laughing because those that know Floyd know what I'm about to say. You know, Floyd has no problems or no problem telling us about his smart investments. That should be so funny to me. Every time I see Floyd Mayweather, every time I see a picture, I say, oh, there you go, making smart investments again. Every goddamn interview, you can ask Floyd Mayweather a question. You'd be like, Floyd, how you be like, Floyd, how you doing, champ? You'd be like, man, you know, like I said before, my thing is this, you know, my life's great. You know, I made $6.2 million in 27 hours. Smart investment. And I'm like, Floyd, you can ask Floyd. You'd be like, Floyd, how you training going, champ, man? Even though you've been retired for all these years, you still keep yourself in great shape. You know, like I said before, I'm a hell of a fighter. I'm the greatest fighter ever. You know, the blueprint, what I call the green print, you know, money made all day, hell of a fighter. Like I said before, smart investments. I'm like, God damn. That should be so funny to me. But yeah, man, like I was saying though, like, you know, like I don't have a problem with flashy people. It's just like, you can't be flashy or you can't expect to shine and expect people not to notice the light, you know what I'm saying? Or notice you shining or notice how flashy you are. And that's the whole thing about people. They be like, oh yeah, I'm flashy. I'm this, I'm that. I'm like, that's cool, but you can't complain about people plotting on you either. People gonna plot on you regardless, but especially if you flashy. Oh shit, these people looking at it like, once again, I'm not condoning it. I'm just speaking facts. You know, because those people are looking at it like, well shit, you showing all that. Well, shit, let me have some of it. Let me get shit. Yeah, let me take some of it. Yeah, let me take some of what you got. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm not an advocate for that mindset, but I do know how people think. You know what I'm saying? And if you're flashy, if you're arrogant, quote unquote, if you're you know, if you have no problem letting it be known how much you have and you know how much you gonna make and flaunt your wealth, that's all fine and dandy. But you gotta be able to handle what comes with it. You know what I'm saying? But back to that young black man and the patriarchal environment, it being detrimental to a young black man's development, you know, I'll always stand on it. You know, I never understood why single parent, or I mean, regardless if it's a single father or a single mother, never understood why that shit is celebrated as it is to begin with. You know what I'm saying? Because I look at it like, well, you're a single parent, your child or children are going to miss out in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Whether you're a single mother, whether if you're a single mother, your son is not going to have that positive male influence in his life that he needs. You know what I'm saying? And on the flip side of that, if you're a single father, you have, well, shit, regardless if you have a son or daughter, you know, for both. That's what I should have said at first, but, you know, regardless if you're a single father, but, you know, and your child doesn't have that balance as, you know, that doesn't know what it's like to, you know, well, I'll just keep it to the sons for now. You know, if you're a single father and you have a son, like, yeah, it's great that your son is with you or your sons are with you, but at the same time, you know, he doesn't have that balance, and more times than not, he may grow up to resent women because of whatever may happen to his mother, or what happened with his mother, or what didn't happen with his mother. And whatever the case may be. Now I think that resentment comes more from young black men who do grow up in matriarchal environments versus patriarchal environments, because we haven't seen the result of a predominantly patriarchal environment like we have with a matriarchal environment. We have what. I'm gonna err on the side of caution and be nice. Well, I ain't gonna say be nice. I'm gonna say at least what 60 years of data as far as like the result of what a female laying home is like in the black community. You know what I'm saying? I know people don't like me saying it. Like I said, I really don't give a fuck. Somebody got shit. Shit, I number two people gonna listen to this episode anyway. Oh shit, shots fired at my own podcast. God damn. Somebody be like, damn, CEO, two people gonna listen to you, bro. Shit, I may get three plays at the most, and two of them gonna come from the same people. Hell, I think Spotify just gave me that other play just for the hell of it. So I ain't really worried about it. I wouldn't give a damn if 200 people listen to this episode or not. I mean, what I'm saying is the truth. You know, we have at least 60 years, 60 plus years of what the result of a matriarchal environment, what that'll do to a young black man's development or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have the data, we have, you know, all this, you know, like we literally see it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad because, like myself, I'll use myself as an example. Like, I was blessed and fortunate. Well, I am blessed and fortunate to have had my father growing up. Still do have him. That's my guy. Salute to you, Pops. Or I'm his twin, rather. Yeah, we look just alike, too, man. But it's like stuff like that in the black community is rare. As sad as it is to say, like, how many black men can honestly say growing up, like, yeah, my father was there. You know, like, my father was there. I learned a lot from my father, like, a lot of good from him, you know what I mean, and things like that. Like, how many young black men, you know, can say that? We could probably count, like, not counting myself. I'll say out of all the homeboys that I've had growing up, and this is no, like, joke. I'm not saying that this is not an exaggeration. I'm not going to name drop, but I can name at least, like, three at the most who have had their father. One of them really wasn't really a positive influence in his life, so it's really just two that I knew. And like I said, that's not an exaggeration. That's what I mean by that, you know what I'm saying? And versus the other 99 or 98% of, you know, cats I grew up with who grew up in predominantly female-led environments, I saw the result. You know, a lot of those cats are dead or in jail. You know, I'll never forget. I'm not going to say his name. I was 19 years old, and y'all know that section of the newspaper or the paper called The Inquisitor. So I never forget, man. Like I said, I was 19 years old because my grandmother, she still reads the newspaper. Boy, she did at that time. I don't know if she still does. Pretty sure she does. But if not, it's not important. You know, so yeah, man. So I'll never forget. I was at her house, and, you know, she asked me, could I check the mail? I said, yes, ma'am. You know, checked the mail for it, you know, brought the mail in. So I noticed there was a paper on the side of the door. Well, it was like on the right side of the door when I went outside. So I said, oh, shit, the paper. So then I got the paper for her. Some told me to look at it. I usually don't look at the paper any damn way. So I just happened to look. you know, and I just happened to flip through and I saw it said Inquisitor and it said his name. I said, man, I know that cat, man. I know that name. And then that's when I thought, and then that's when it hit me. I'm like, bro, I went to elementary school with this cat and this dude is in life, or I'm sorry, this dude is doing life in jail without the possibility of parole at 19 fucking years old, bro. And shit like that, I thought about, I'm like, damn, like I remember when I saw it, I'm like, now here we are. I remember elementary school. I don't know where he went to middle or high school. That's really beside the point. But, you know, I remember elementary school. He was one of those quote unquote stereotypical dudes. You know what I'm saying? He was the one the females liked a lot. He was the one, he was tall like me. You know what I'm saying? He was, you know, on that street shit back then, and it caught up with him. You know what I'm saying? Now, people can say that's more so him than the environment he grew up in. And I agree with that to an extent because, I mean, that whole being a product of your environment shit, I don't buy into that bullshit. That's just more blame deflecting and lacking accountability if you're asking me, or avoiding accountability if you ask me. The reason I say that is because, no, you could say, I'm not from a good environment. That's why I killed that person, or that's why I joined the gang, or that's why I sold dope, or that's why I stole, or that's why I just, or that's why I decided to rob, or that's why I have 5, 6, 7 kids by 5, 6, 7 different women. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that. And I never adhered to that way of thinking because I'm like, I mean, a lot of us, we don't come from the best places. You know what I'm saying? Especially us as a quote unquote community of people as a whole. Like I said, not saying all of us, but a lot of us, over 95% of us, if not more, we all come from those environments. You know what I mean? We all know somebody who's in a gang, or, you know, who sold dope, who did this and who did that. Hell, it was people close to me who succumbed to that lifestyle. You know what I mean? When we were younger, now as we got older, they removed themselves from that lifestyle. But at the same time, it's like we all know somebody who succumbed to that lifestyle and shit. To be honest with you, unpopular take, shit, a lot of us damn near succumbed to that lifestyle. Like I say, man, that's why I brought up my father a few minutes ago. Because to be honest with you, if I didn't have him growing up, that would have been me. That would have been me 9 times out of 10 in the Inquisitor doing life in prison at 19 years old without the possibility of parole. So he just stuck. You know what I'm saying? He's stuck. 19 years old, 6, 7 years later, this dude gonna die in jail. You know what I'm saying? His mom or his family, they gonna have to come see him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he had any children or not, but if he did have a child before he went in, you know what I'm saying? He's literally gonna be buried in jail. He's gonna die in prison. You know what I mean? Without the possibility of parole, man. I'll never forget that shit. And I still think about that shit to this day. You know, I usually do the little Deontay Wilder thing, but this really isn't a laughing matter. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, like, that really could have been me, you know? And that's why, you know, all this really coincides with the whole, like, my whole point. Like, what if more black men had their fathers in their life, or had a grandfather or an uncle or an older brother figure or a positive mentor? You know what I'm saying? Not an OG. I'm so bad. That's another thing too. Like this whole OG shit, I can't learn nothing from an OG. Like I look at an OG, like how I said a little while ago about you can't learn nothing from somebody you're better than, other than how not to be. Well, I guess that's learning something. But outside of that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not learning anything productive from this person, you know, because all an OG can show you or teach you is, you know, the same shit a lot of these cats that's my age on. Or that's in my so-called generation is on, you know, talking about females and all this other shit. Like, bro, I don't care about females. Like, they fine, they nice to look at. You know what I mean? They're good for a night or two. But outside of that, I mean, they provide, generally speaking, they provide no value to a man who's on his grind and who's on his purpose. You know what I'm saying? That's why a lot of times I avoid going in depth about females like that. Because it's really no point. Now, other people, I mean, hey, to each their own. I mean, people gonna, I mean, shit. I mean, we're in their age, man. You know what I'm saying? People gonna, I mean, we're gonna want to talk about females, man. Like, nothing is wrong, in my opinion, with talking about females. It's just, like, depending on what aspect of dealing with them we're talking about. Now, we're talking about the rejection aspect. Come on, man. Especially for the cats who my age and older. Like, bro, leave that high school shit in high school, bro. It's been damn near 10 years since. God damn. Has it really been? Hold up. Hold the fuck up, bro. I know I'm getting old, but I know getting goddamn well. It ain't been damn near 10 years. Hold on, let me see. 2016. God damn, y'all. It's been 7 years since I graduated high school. God damn. Yeah, I got to do a moment of silence off that one. Hold up. Damn. That fucked my head up. But nah, seriousness though. Like, yeah, man, it's been damn near 10. I can't believe I'm saying this shit again, but it's been damn near 10 years since we graduated high school. Like, what are you looking to gain from some shit that happened to you 10 years ago, damn near? Hell, that's just me speaking on the senior year aspect of it. Now, if I'm going freshman year, goddamn. You know what? Fuck this shit. I'm changing the damn subject. No, seriously, though. If I'm going freshman year, hell, that was 10 plus years ago. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, depending on how old you are when you entering into your freshman year, some people were 13, some people were 14. Hell, for the slow motherfuckers in the back, some of them were 16, 17. You know what I'm saying? But that's wild to me. Ain't no way in hell my senior year. I still can't get over that, bro. I was just, you know, I was just in the flow, you know what I mean? I was listening to the episode. I'm in the flow. I'm still in the flow, actually. Man, I'm in the zone, flowing through and all this shit. Man, I said, me graduating high school 7 years ago. I said, God damn, hold up. I said, bro, I know that's a lie. I know it ain't been that damn long. Shit. It's been that long, bro. Shit, maybe y'all right, bro. Maybe I am getting old. I'm getting more gray hairs in my beard. I got gray hairs in my hair and shit. I'm going to keep these locks because I already know if I cut these locks off, them gray hairs going to be showing, boy. Even my mom saw one, like, because she had tied my hair up for me last month. And she said, you got a gray hair. I said, damn, that's another one. She said, another one? How many you got? I said, she had three. She said, oh, lad. I said, yep. Yeah. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, man, that's it. But no, seriousness, though, man. But yeah, man, in all seriousness, though, like nothing's wrong with talking about women. But it's just the harping on the shit and dwelling on the rejection aspect. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, man, if you want to have you a good time, you know, be careful. Make a sign of non-disclosure agreement. You know, bring your condoms. You know, and then, like, nah, I'm being serious. I know it may sound like I'm joking, but if you're going to do that with women, if you're going to be a hitting and quitting or pump and dump or catch and release or whatever term you or whatever phrase you want to use, just be careful. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, back to the OG portion of it. I know I got a little sidetracked, but it happens. You know, we're having a good time right now. But yeah, back to the OG portion of it. I look at an OG like this person is older than me, but they're not my elder. You know what I'm saying? That's why I look to that. Like, that's why I look to learn from elders more, you know. And elders, if you're blessed to have an elder, if you're blessed to, if you're blessed and fortunate to have an elder in your life, hold on to cherish that person, man, for real, because they're rare, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's a lot of older people out here, but there is a such thing as old fools, or as an old fool, you know what I mean? So that being said, you know, if you have an elder, a true elder, a person who's lived life long and seen shit, okay, let's just say you have a person. And like I said, I'm a man, so I'm speaking from a man's perspective. Let's say if you have an older black man who's in his 70s, do you not know how much shit he's seen in his 70 plus years on Earth? Like, he's seen a lot. He's seen different decades. He's grew up in the 60s, the 70s, or he's seen the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the new millennium, the 2000s, the 2010s, you know, and even, you know, so far this decade, he's seen all of them. You know, so somebody like that who has the knowledge and who's willing to share that knowledge, you know, and I was just having this conversation last night with a good friend of mine, you know, because and you know, we were chopping it up, and he's in his late 40s. I ain't gonna say his name or put his business out there like that, but he's in his late 40s, and I was just talking to him, and I was like, yeah, man, like I feel like it's a disconnect between the older generation and the younger generation. And he asked me, why did I say that? I said, because a lot of people in the older generation, like, they feel like not saying all, but generally speaking, because a lot of older people or a lot of people in the previous generation, they feel like, oh, we're just not shit and blah, 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 and we don't want to learn anything. And then on the flip side of that, you know, in our generation, quote unquote, so-called quote unquote generation, people, you know, we look at older people like, well, they don't really know how it is to grow up nowadays anyway, because we have a lot of more factors and elements like they didn't have. Like, prime example, social media, you know what I mean? And even this same brother that I'm talking about, a good friend of mine, he said the same thing. He said, man, growing up in the 90s, we were laughing about it, but he was like, for real, he said, man, I'm glad social media wasn't around in the 90s because some of the shit we used to do. And I'm like, you see what I'm saying? So that's not me knocking him, as I never do that. But what I'm saying is I'm like, social media, that definitely plays a big factor in today's generation. You know what I'm saying? That's really how we communicate. Like how they used to communicate in the 90s and 2000s. Hell, even pre-social media, you know what I'm saying? They can go to the store or go to the library or go to the park and, you know, spit game to a female or just holler at somebody in general, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, those days are long gone. Nowadays, shit, we're on our phones 80, 90% of the time. And 10% of the other time, we asleep or doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So, we may not be as productive as they once were in previous generations because we're so heavily reliant upon technology. But, you know, so that's why, I went into more detail about that disconnect. He was like, you're absolutely right. You know what I'm saying? And I told him, I'm like, shit, I've always been around older people, whether that had been my dad, you know, salute to my dad, or like my uncles or older cousins. And hell, even a lot of my friends growing up were older than me. You know what I'm saying? I can remember, I haven't seen this cat in years, man. I remember his name. I remember him because they stayed next door to, you know, they stayed next door to us. So I was 13. The oldest brother was 18. The middle brother was 17. The third brother was, I think, a year younger than me. And then they had a little sister who was like 5, 6 years younger than me. Well, actually, the little sister, because I got a cousin. I have a female cousin that, like, that's around their little sister's age. So she's like 6 years younger than me, 5, 6 years younger than me. So, you know what I'm saying? But two out of the three brothers, I'm like, shit, they were 4 or 5 years plus older than me. You know what I'm saying? So I just look at that and I'm like, damn, you know, like I really had a lot of older people in my life. You know what I'm saying? And nothing's wrong with that. But like I said, man, if you're blessed or fortunate to have an elder, you learn as much as you can from that person. You hold on to that person. You cherish that person because there are not too many elders nowadays, man. There are too many OGs. There are too many people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s. Channeling high school energy. And I mean, what good is that, bro? I don't even miss high school like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm chilling with my homeboys or something like that, and you know, we just, you know, shooting the shit, cutting fat, shooting the breeze, you know, shooting the shit, whatever. I mean, whatever, just chilling or whatever you want to call it. You know, like if we're just doing that, nothing's wrong with that, you know, because we're in good conversation, we're having a good time. And then I'd be like, man, like, you, like, y'all remember when we used to blah, 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 yeah, yeah, blah, 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 you know what I'm saying, all that shit, y'all know how it go. And, excuse me, and things like that. And, you know, nothing's wrong with that. But when we get on the whole, you know, oh, man, I remember this bitch left me. I said, oh, here you go with this shit. Look, like, I ain't gonna lie. I'll just walk out the fucking room. I don't care where we get. I'm just walk out. They'll be like, man, where you go? And I'm like, shit, I'm gonna be lying like a motherfucker. I'm gonna be like, shit, my goldfish drowned. I gotta go bury him. I'm like, your goldfish drowned. I said, boy, what the hell? What kind of shit is that? Now, knowing me, hell, I'll just be honest. I said, man, I don't wanna hear that shit, man. Like, bro, now, as a man, bro, if you still dwelling on rejection, well, hey, maybe that female did right and rejected you, shit. Maybe she sniffed the bitch energy from a mile away. And hell, maybe, hell, we say females do us a favor rejecting us, but shit, maybe they did themselves a favor too. You know what I'm saying? If you still dwelling on a female, like I say, if it's in good conversation, nothing wrong with it. But if you constantly talking about shit over and over and over again, I'm like, bro, nobody gives a fuck. I know, I know. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna speak for nobody else. But like how Charles Barkley said, I don't give a flying fuck about that shit. You know what I mean? How long I been talking? Damn, I've been talking 40 minutes. Why are they telling me I've been running my head, man? I was just in that zone because I've been thinking about this episode, like I said, ever since yesterday. need, like, you know, like, I wanted to let it marinate overnight and things like that. But yeah, man, I'm just wrap it up by saying, like, yeah, man, I just always wondered, like, you know, like, if I'm gonna wrap it up by saying this. Well, as they say in the black church, you know, as I come to a close, and they motherfuckers still be talking for 50 goddamn. You like, bro, you said you was closing an hour ago. I counted, motherfucker. Bro, you lying, bro. My stomach over here growling shit. The game on. Hurry up, shit. Man, y'all remember that shit in church? Y'all remember that shit in church? Man, preachers be lying like, boy, they be like, as I come to a close, I used to hear that shit and be happy as hell. I'm like, well, he's somewhere in the middle. And they be like, oh! And then you hear the piano man. Or the man playing the piano, he get up. I bet he be like, all right, now, goddamn. Shit. You're talking too long, bro. I bet God be like, bro, just get to the point. Somebody gonna be like, your seat in hell high. Hey, if you laughing, you going with me, mother. No, for real, man. Y'all know the preacher be doing the most, bro. Talking about as I come to a close. 3 hours later, we still in the same service. And it's the first service. I'm like, bro, man, look, first Sunday, boy, oh. First Sunday or fourth Sunday? I think fourth Sunday. That was youth Sunday, right? Man, I remember the first youth Sunday I went to. Well, not the first one, but I remember, man, we went to church. I'm telling you, boy, church is a full-time job. We went to church 8 o'clock that morning. We didn't get out till like 4 that evening or the afternoon. That's bad. All I gotta do is go home, shower, and sleep, bro. I'm like, man, I can't do nothing. I said, man, I was gonna play the game. I'm gonna do that. Man, you can't get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, after you leave church, you know, you gotta take clothes off, you know, chilling, you know, do anything, watching the TV, play the game. Man, you get out at past 4 o'clock. Then let's say if your grandmama or mama ain't cooked, over with. It is over with. Ooh, boy, you be bad as hell. You be like, can we go get something to eat? We got food at the house. It's 5 o'clock. Shit, we be eating late. It's 7, 8 o'clock. We just not eating. We'd be mad as hell. Boy, you be mad like a mother, dude. Shit, but no, man, no, seriousness. I'm gonna just wrap it up by saying this, man. You know, if young black men are given a chance, like, not a fair chance, because that fair chance shit is tying into equality. Like I said, I've already let it be known how I view equality. But a young black man just given a chance to just leave that environment, you know, be shown something different. But we have to be willing to learn, too. You know what I'm saying? Because like me and that brother that I'm referring to that I talked to last night, I said, well, he said, you know, that's the purpose of knowledge. You know, that's the purpose of knowledge, is to pass it down. I'm like, that's true. But the person that's receptive of the knowledge has to be, or the person that's having the knowledge, quote unquote, passed down to them, has to be receptive. So it's a two-way street. You know what I'm saying? Just like I say, man, I can show you the playbook, but I can't make you, or I can give you the playbook, but I can't make you execute the plays. You know what I'm saying? What good is Andy Reid's playbook if Patrick Mahomes and those guys are not out there, you know, executing the plays? You know what I'm saying? Like, it can be a good playbook. You can say, oh, man, it's a great design. Well, if the personnel not learning and making it, or acting out their play design, or acting out the playbook, or performing the playbook to a T, well, then what purpose is the fucking playbook? You know what I'm saying? Like, what purpose is being a great coach if you don't have a great successor? Or if you don't have a great successor? You know what I'm saying? Because a true master is only as great as his successor. Everybody knows that. I'm saying again, a true master is only as great, or how great a master is, says it in his successor. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be, you know, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, whether that be Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, although that was more Brady than Belichick, but that's another topic for another day, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? So whether that be a Floyd Mayweather and a Javante Tate Davis, you know what I'm saying? Anybody like that, you know? But, yeah, like I said, man, I just, you know, just if young black men were shown something different, we can get a different result. You know what I mean? And we can leave all this succumbing to the bullshit alone. You know, it's really my whole point. But, yeah, man, that's the topic, man. That's the episode. I really didn't plan on talking this long, to be honest with you. Cause it's a lot, and there's still a lot more I could have said, to be honest with you. But like I say, man, I'm not gonna be long winded. No, damn well, I was talking for 45 damn minutes almost. Not gonna be long winded. Shit. But low key, these longer episodes be getting the most plays. So fuck it. Maybe I need to run my head, as my granddad would say. I need to run my head some more. But yeah, man, that's it, man. I appreciate the love and support. Get off my damn phone.